Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator Jake Chapman. Jake, thank you as always for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So first, we want to talk about just an update from the legislature. The budget has been something that has probably been a focus on the last week or so. What can you tell me about where this is at right now?
I know the appropriations chair, both in the Senate and the House, have been working together. I don't think we're far off, but I think right now the focus has been on the tax reform bill, so we would know how much money we can spend. We have a 99% spending limitation, so we can only spend 99% of available money. The big question mark out there is, what are we going to be doing with the tax reform bill, which will help us determine how much new money we will be spending on other state programs. And so I think once we get this tax bill completed, it won't be far off that we'll be able to start moving some of these budget bills. But until then, there's just a big question mark on the tax reform and how much money we're going to be giving back to Iowans as opposed to spending their money.
If you wouldn't mind, go into a little bit more detail on the tax reform bill and where that's currently at.
The Senate initiated a bill probably a couple of months ago that would be a $1 billion tax cut for Iowans. After that occurred, the House has since been working on their own proposal for tax reform. This last week, the chair of the Ways and Means Committee addressed a number of issues or concerns some folks had in regards to making sure we don't touch backfill, that we fill up our reserves, those sorts of things. So the Senate has now come out with our own tax version 2.0. And what this bill would do would put roughly $730 million back into the pockets of Iowans over the next 2 years. We do a number of things within that bill, including making sure that we incorporate the new federal tax code into our tax code. One of the purposes of doing tax reform is to simplify taxes. What's happening at the federal level will happen as well at the state level. And what I mean by that is we're going to mirror standard deductions. So we're going to double the standard deduction. In addition to that, one of the things that I've been pushing for in this bill, and I'm very pleased that it's in the bill, is we double the pension exemption. And what this does is it helps folks who have retired and who have chosen to stay here in the state of Iowa that we don't collect as much tax on those pension incomes. These are folks that have worked hard throughout their lives and have chosen to stay here, and we should be rewarding that. So I'm very happy to see that that's in our tax plan as well, that we double the pension exemption. So there's a number of other things within that bill, but the key point here is if we do nothing, Joe, if the House and the Senate do nothing on tax reform, Iowans will see a tax increase this year because of what happened at the federal level and because of the fact that we have federal deductibility. If we choose to do nothing, there will be a tax increase. And I don't think any of us find that to be acceptable. And this is a great opportunity for us to reward hardworking Iowans by allowing them to keep more of their money. These opportunities come perhaps once in a lifetime. And so I know that the Senate Republicans are committed to making sure we have a very bold plan that gets passed. And we're committed to staying at the Capitol as long as necessary. A lot of people we hear are anxious to get out of there. And frankly, we're here to do the people's work. And this is just too important to hurry up and try passing something. We're going to do our due diligence and make sure this benefits all Iowans. Let me also add, Joe, that in the very first year of our plan, Iowans across the spectrum will see an 8% reduction in their income tax. That is a significant reduction in the very first year, and we continue to reduce those rates year over year with certain triggers in place to make sure that we're still seeing economic growth here in the state of Iowa.
All right. Now, you touched on it briefly, but I did want to ask you about the backfill. So where is the backfill currently at right now?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. I received an email as well. There was a senator from the other side of the aisle that sent an email out to a number of cities and schools saying that Senate Republicans are going to take away their backfill this year. And I find that very unfortunate. As I indicated to you before, Joe, fiscal year 19 is the year cities, counties, and the state are working on for budgeting purposes. Cities and counties have already certified those budgets, there has been no discussion about taking away or reducing the backfill in fiscal year 19. And I'm a big supporter of making sure that our communities understand what the legislature is doing in the future. And so I am supportive of looking at fiscal year 20 and on out on how we go about reducing the backfill for our schools and cities and counties. And there's a way to do that responsibly. We can look at communities who have seen growth and start phasing them out over a shorter period of time. And those who haven't seen growth, we can phase out over a longer period of time. I know there's a plan coming forward to do that, but it's just very frustrating as a legislator to see other legislators spreading that kind of misinformation out there. And I will not support reducing the backfill in fiscal year 19, nor has there been any discussion to do so.
All right. That I'm sure will be very good news to everyone around here. A couple last things I wanted to touch on briefly this morning. Some bills that you've been working on and still being discussed, as far as I know, that's the heartbeat bill and the energy bill. Where can you tell me about where these are at?
Yeah, two very important bills, one more important than the other, in my opinion, and that would be the heartbeat bill. I've been a staunch supporter of life at conception, but we were able to pass the heartbeat bill, which basically says unless life of the mother is in danger, if a heartbeat is detected, that an abortion will not occur. We passed that out of the Senate, 30 votes to 20, and it's been sitting in the House for a number of weeks now. I am hopeful and optimistic that the House will take that bill up, or we will find another avenue to get this bill passed. This is such an important bill. If not for life, everything else we do is really inconsequential. I will be fighting till the very end of session to make sure we get this bill passed, and I'm hopeful we do that. On the other front with the energy bill, same sort of situation. The Senate passed this bill out. It has gone through the committee process in the House. I was extremely disappointed to see that the House has an amendment to take the opt-out. Now, this deals with the energy efficiency piece, those rebate programs that utility customers qualify for. Is really you're paying for a secret tax that's been on your bill since 1990. And under Iowa code, it's illegal for the utility company to disclose that. And so we have exposed the fact that there's been this tax for nearly 30 years on people's bills without them knowing. So we put a 2% cap. Right now, Mid-American is around 8-9% of your utility bill is going to these rebate programs. I know there's going to be an effort in the House when they bring that bill up to reestablish an opt-out, which would allow ratepayers, if they want to no longer participate in that program, they're going to be able to keep that last 2%. So no more than 2% on your bill. Let them opt out of the last 2%. That's where I think it's important we do that. I believe Iowans expect a transparent government, and I find it really repugnant that a legislature actually passed a bill that says you can't disclose the tax. I am very hopeful we get something done on this front. I think it's a key piece of legislation that still needs to be addressed through the House, and hopefully we can come to an agreement on what that bill should look like in the end and get it down to the governor's desk. The key point with this bill is making sure we have transparency, we lower rates, and we have sustainable energy for the future. And I believe this bill does all three of those things.
All right. State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
The session is winding down. Like I said before, we're going to stay there until the work is done. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to serve. And if there's anything I can do, please reach out to me, and happy to have those conversations. As always, Joe, I sure appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it as well. Thank you so much for joining me. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State Senator Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.